Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. I mentioned I didn't open my print edition of the Wall Street Journal. I get a subscription to the Wall Street Journal, which gives me online access and the print edition here at work. And I got busy and I did, because you know what happens? I scan it. It's a two-step process. I scan it online at home and then I get here and then I look through it. Because I didn't look through it yesterday, I missed something else. Now, this is really interesting. My wife and I often marvel at this. I get the Saturday Wall Street Journal at home. And the Wall Street Journal has one of the more, has one of the more affluent audiences of any media outlet. A lot of rich CEOs and company owners and others read the Wall Street Journal. But a lot of people who are in business, big and small, or just follow business, read the Wall Street Journal. My wife and I often marvel at the things that are advertised nationally in the Wall Street Journal, either in the monthly magazine they do that's inserted once a month in the Saturday paper, or just regular daily inserts. Cartier, you know, all of the big names that I'm never going to afford. She and I guesstimated that a piece of jewelry advertised might have been $40,000, $50,000. And you wonder, you know, in Rolls Royce and shirt companies in London whose name I don't even remember right now. You know, Jason, you'd probably have to sell your van to afford one of these shirts. And I'm barely exaggerating. But this is, I think, the mother of all of them. Okay. This is an insert, a color insert for a personal jet. Yeah. It's the Dassault Aviation, Dassault Falcon Jet Corporation. For your convenience, Jason, they have both the Paris and USA telephone numbers. And you'll be glad to know that the newest model in the Falcon family, the 8X, is much longer than the 7X. We'll fit this cabin around you like a Savile Row suit. That's something else that's advertised in the Wall Street Journal that you can't afford. Add a shower in the back, a large crew rest area forward. Choose among three different size galleys. Configure the three lounge cabin precisely as you wish. And then they have interior shots of all the different ways that you can have it. And there it is. How many people who got the Wall Street Journal yesterday could afford that? I'm serious. Jason says, are you getting one? No, you know what I think I'm going to do? You know, I'm going to go with last year's 7X because I can probably get a really good deal on it, you know? I don't know. I don't think going with the new model. How many people who read, now, how much did Dassault Falcon Aviation pay to have this in the Wall Street Journal around the country? And how many readers could afford it? Obviously, there's not a price here. What do you think this aircraft goes for? I have no idea. 40 million? Less than that, maybe? I don't know. Let's say, you think 75? I have no idea. We're constantly stretching the boundaries of what a business jet can do for you, which is why we've created a new member of the Falcon family, so you can fly farther and achieve more. So it's for businesses who want their own aircraft. So it's not really personal, but even at that, how many... Someone says 38 million. How do we, you know, people call, I should just take calls and have Jason take them off the air from people who claim they know how much this aircraft cost. It would be hysterical to see all the divergent guesses that we get. One guess said 38 million. I don't know. That's as good as any. Let's say that's about right. I have no idea if it is or it isn't. Let's say it's about right. Okay, how many companies even? are going to invest $38 million in an aircraft like that? Nationally, I can't imagine it's maybe a dozen. Well, I can think of a couple in Wisconsin that have them. I can think of several in Wisconsin that have them. By the way, it used to be a big deal at the Sheboygan County Airport when you would see the private jet with the Seahawks logo. That meant Paul Allen was golfing at Black Wolf Run or was coming into Wisconsin to talk to Mike Holmgren. One of the two. When they advertise that high-end stuff, it just really makes me wonder, you know, they must know. I mean, there are things, I just chuckle when I read it on Saturday mornings. The things that I could never possibly afford. And I know very small businesses who read the Wall Street Journal. How much do those companies pay for that advertising? And how many sets of eyes that can afford their product see it? I don't know. I'm not saying they're wasting their money. I have no idea. I just find it entertaining. I spend too much time on that. Speaking of spending too much time on things, remember the obsession, particularly with Dan Bice of the Journal Sentinel, but the mainstream media in general in Wisconsin, with the kook fringe element that was proposing these resolutions at the Republican Party of Wisconsin convention. Well, the Democrats are meeting in the Dells on June 6th. Who do you think made the better choice? Dells in June or downtown Milwaukee in May? Downtown Milwaukee was perfectly fine. I spent most of the time inside. The Dells is a perfectly fine place to have a convention, too. Don't get me wrong. You vote the Dells? Yeah, I figured that. Yeah, well, you still have small kids. Why wouldn't you vote the Dells? You like the Dells anyway for yourself? Oh, I like the Dells. We haven't done that in years. Anyway, that's what Democrats are doing. Democrats ridiculed Republicans for the secession resolution, as did I, by the way, and all those other, you know, there were other ones. So what's on the Democratic platform? They have proposed legalizing marijuana. The current Democratic platform adopted 2 years ago includes support for allowing marijuana for all purposes, not just medical, as well as legalizing gay marriage. This year's proposed platform retains those provisions. The Democratic platform also contains a number of other longstanding Democratic issues, including opposition to requiring voters to show photo ID at the polls, support of universal health care, and taking aggressive action to mitigate damage caused by climate change. Now, I left one out. On their platform, and this is one that Mary Burke has gotten a complete pass on. They have a plank in their platform at their Democratic convention on June 6th, banning concealed weapons. Concealed carry, of course, in Wisconsin has been legal now, going on, would you believe it, 3 years. I got to tell you, and I think I mentioned this on the air already, there's been a lot of benefit to losing weight. I've got two scales at home, somewhere between 55 and 57 pounds. I'm approaching 60 pounds lost. That, of course, proactive weight loss solutions. And I've got a lot of pants that don't fit anymore. I've got some that I can't wear under any circumstances. But I still have some, and now I'm not losing weight on the scale, but I've started doing some body toning and jogging. So the scale's not moving because muscle mass is being built, but clothes fit better. So I still have a bunch of pants that are one size too big. They're perfect for concealed carry. I conceal carry more than ever now. Pretty much anywhere I think I'm going to be where it's allowed, I carry. By the way, I'm not carrying at the moment, but I wear this shirt out, Jason. It's perfect. I'll say it again for management. I'm not carrying at the moment. But when I do, this is the type of thing where I've got the shirt tucked in. I take it out. And exactly. I take it out and it's perfect. And I'm carrying very often these days when I'm out and about. And because on the weight loss program I haven't been drinking, I've gone to a lot of establishments to eat where I knew I wasn't going to have alcohol. Why not? Mary Burke needs to be asked, would she support the repeal of Wisconsin's concealed carry law? And even more than that, she needs to be asked, is it successful or unsuccessful? And explain your answer. I would argue it's been a roaring success. There have been a couple of incidents of misuse. But for the most part, there have been, it's got to be nearly a dozen episodes now, of lives saved with legally concealed carried guns. This is where you can't get complacent. When you look at their platform, and here's the real lesson in their platform. I'm going to reread some of these and read more of these to you. And I want you to think about how important November is. Let's see. The Democratic platform contains a number of other longstanding Democratic issues, including opposition to requiring voters to show photo ID, support of universal health care, opposition to the death penalty, banning concealed weapons, taking aggressive action to mitigate damage caused by climate change. Also up for consideration at the Democratic convention in the Dells, support a living wage, restoring an $800 million aid cut done in 2011 to public schools, eliminating private school vouchers, calling for nonpartisan redrawing of political boundaries, and making it more difficult for schools to keep Native American mascots. Their platform calls for undoing just about everything that has gotten done in the last few years. That's essentially what it does. All right, after 10 o'clock, I have my economic development plan for Wisconsin. I'm quite serious about this, that I want your opinion on. But in 3 minutes, very interesting piece in the newspaper today. Here's the way I read it. Everything small business needs to know about making good and bad decisions and the impact on them, they can learn from the Green Bay Packers. I will explain in about 3 minutes, 9:48.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.